Tomas, we are back, my friend, but enough out of you. We got this man in the house, Jamal, and This Week in Stocks. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Fellas, no changing or embellishment of the story. This is something that happened last night. I'm coming out of the building. You know how the parking garage is connected, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's one way you can go, obviously, because it's connected, you can stay inside the building.
Yeah.
But depending on if you're parked on the other side, you should go outside the building. I actually went the wrong way at first. I was staying inside, and I was like, oh, damn, I forgot. So I had to tag my card, come back through, go out. I'm walking out, I'm looking outside, and I see a big dude and a security guard, and I see this little dude, and it looks like Jeremy Allen White. I'm like, oh, damn, that's him. And I'm walking out, and as soon as I get outside,
he goes, hey, Jamal.
I mean, he should have. Security's right here. He's right here. He's looking the other way. The black chick on the show, Io, she turns and looks at me like she knows me. It was funny. She turns and goes, and I'm like,
you're a handsome man, so she was just checking
out. I mean, who couldn't
take
you
were an actor or something?
No embellishment. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Who couldn't take their eyes off you?
I turn right, and Jeremy Allen White's there, the dude with the mustache. You don't watch the show, do you?
I do not even know who he is.
I watch
the dude with the mustache. Him and Jeremy Allen White are talking. She's at the foot. It must have been the last scene because I see all the trucks are gone.
Yeah, it was. They came back. They were in here the day before, and then they came back yesterday to film.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it must have been it. But yeah,
that's the bear. They're filming the bear here. Yeah. A good show.
Yeah.
Did you tell them who you were?
No. You know, famous people don't do that to each other. Yeah. I just walked.
Famous
just
people don't do that.
I just kept it moving.
Each other.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. You know,
he's one of the famous people. He knows.
Yeah. Well, you know, she saw me. She clearly recognized.
Right.
I think she watches the show.
Of course she does.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You should have brought him down some swag.
I should have. I was moving, man. I was on the move. You know,
no,
life doesn't stop.
See, well, you got to be thinking on your feet. You got to say, hey, we got a studio upstairs.
You're carrying that stuff in your backpack.
We got a studio upstairs. You're a popular guy. A lot of people want to know what you're thinking.
I know. I should have.
Get up here. We'll interview you.
I wasn't thinking about it. I was still so distraught about something I had done earlier in the day.
Does that take money from Tom?
You were there. Why don't you just give an account?
It's a little bit sad because I had a dress shirt on, so.
Oh my God! The excuses.
Is that why you're wearing a blouse today? So you'll be a little easier to maneuver?
I'm wearing a blouse today, and I'll be able to shoot baskets with Jamal. And
first one to swish.
Let me tell you something.
It could have been the first one to make a shot. I mean, it was really.
I hope you brought your money. That's all. I hope you brought some cash.
I mean, you did beat him, and you beat him well. And if it was a fight, they would have stopped.
I'm telling you, I had a dress shirt on.
He didn't make a shot.
He didn't make a shot. Yeah, it was rough.
He had a dress shirt on. Today we'll see if.
It wasn't like he was missing the swoosh.
Excuse me.
He was just. He would miss the rim.
We'll see today, big talk.
He made one of 30 shots, and it was a bank shot, and he did not go bank.
It was a best, right? He did make a bank shot.
No, I don't lie.
I would have felt bad if he didn't make anything. Let's pull up the slides. Let's talk about what's going on this week and this week in stocks. Are the Bulls losing control? Let's move to the next slide.
Seems like it a little bit.
I mean, look, for a second there, like about 9 o'clock last night, I'm thinking, well, just forget about everything that I wrote up because we're going to have a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But things have recovered, right? I mean, obviously the stocks have recovered. Oil is back down. Gold, it didn't move as big as I thought it was going to, honestly. Bitcoin obviously was under 60K. That's back. So, and bonds, obviously, I mean, that's the difference, right? Like, we've seen oil move up, we've seen stocks move down, but bonds can go either way. Obviously, last night was real fear. So, really interesting and fascinating end of the week. A combination of hawkish Fed and strong economic data is putting this rate cut situation into question now. And I didn't change this line from last night. Crude oil falls to 3-week low after de-escalation of tensions in the Middle East. So all of this together, S&P's down for the fifth day in a row, third week in a row, biggest decline since October. What before we even mention Netflix, what do you think about all this stuff?
Well, last night, I mean, it sure, you know, last night, I felt the first day they opened down big is the day that they're probably going to bottom. And this was going to be the first day that they opened down big, but now I don't even know.
Yeah, because we basically look like you're going to open unchanged.
Yeah, we're going to probably open up.
Right.
I mean, usually when we see overnight moves like this and the fear happens overnight, right? I mean, this is usually kind of, I don't want to call it done because it's not done.
An event. It's usually like that's your
the
bottom
puke.
Tick.
It's the puke, right?
Yeah.
Whole big night.
I mean, there was some puking last night.
Absolutely.
There was some puking, and let's let's put it into perspective here. Mostly, quote unquote, professional traders, right? Mm-hmm. Future trader who has access to the market, wants to trade all the time. And I don't by professional trader, I'm not saying.
Those weren't retail.
It's not retail. Mm-hmm. So when you say, you know, the professional trader or the trader in the know has, you know, all the information and knows what's going to happen ahead of time, you're seeing here a humongous move to the wrong side. And yes, for every seller, there has to be a buyer. But that was capitulation last night.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't scoopy people shooting from strength going, oh, this is a great opportunity. I'm brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Those are people who were massive short puts that were selling futures to kind of cover their position.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
It was people taking losses, hedging positions. That was not initiating new positions, in my opinion.
Yeah, I actually.
I'm sure you're going to get the person on Twitter or TikTok or wherever who's going to say, you know, what a genius.
I thought about selling them last night when they were down. I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I mean, I figured it was something like that, but I didn't really care. But when they were down, I was watching.
Only humanity. Why would you care? Go ahead.
They were down 20, and then they were down 30, and then 35. It was a big. Somebody was pounding them. So when they were down 40, I almost pulled the trigger, and. Next thing you know, they're like down 60. I'm like,
yeah,
I missed that trade.
The height I saw down 82. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I saw them down 80. They were down 87 at one point.
Yeah.
But I was trading bonds then. I was just liquidating bonds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had a position. You had a good position.
If you didn't have a position, I would have never sold one bond.
Right.
But if I had position, I mean, I never... It didn't look like they were getting back to 116 yesterday.
No, not at all.
It looked like they were going to 113. So,
amidst all of this, Netflix reports earnings that beat did well. Password crackdown, they said, has delivered millions of new customers, but stock's not doing too well today. So, It is what it is. Let's move to the next slide. Bond yields. Well, you know, if you'd ignored last night's move, they returned to 5 months highs. They've exploded over the last several weeks. April 18th, as of yesterday, you can see where the curve is. That's at the top there compared to the last 6 weeks. So obviously bond yields being up has freaked out the market. We all know because, well, people think that rates might just stay where they are for a while. Let's move to the next slide.
You know, it's weird. If I was Netflix, I would just say new subscribers are way up. Like the dumbest thing they say is new subscribers are way up, and we think it's mostly due to password. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Like, what is that? Like that.
New subscribers are up. It was probably just lucky because our programming wasn't very good.
Right. But that's like quarter. You kill your own buzz. Like that's why the stock's down because like nobody. Okay. So you found you closed a loophole
that was.
Yeah. Like just say, hey, new accounts are up.
Did they talk anything about their the live events that they're about to start really getting into? Did they even?
I don't listen to those.
Yeah, neither do I. I just didn't know if that had been out. I mean, I figured that would be the main thing you should talk about, honestly, because that's the main new thing, right? New live events. I mean, we're all going to be looking to tune into that one fight this summer.
That's why we have people on this network that listen to that stuff.
That's true. Let's move to the next slide. Dollar. Another thing that's been making headlines more recently. Dollar's been on the move, and of course, all the other currencies have struggled.
Absolutely nothing.
What's absolutely nothing? What?
The dollar for me.
No. Oh, what do you? You don't have any currencies on right now?
I do. The positions are all unchanged.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now.
Now.
Last night it was stronger. I'm sure. Euro was down.
Yeah. Yeah. Euro was down. Yen was not down.
Yen's about unchanged. Euro's like unchanged. Aussie's unchanged. Yeah. British pounds was up a little bit. It's pretty dead.
Yeah, it is. I got a yen position. It's been annoying. It's just continuing drifting lower. Yeah. It is what it is.
I mean, all the commodities are basically unchanged this morning. Mm-hmm.
Let's move to the next slide. So, a lot of people, of course, are going to see this and think, oh my God, this was the tell. But last week, single-day VIX option volume was the highest we'd seen since Volmageddon, really. I mean, that's higher than any single day during SVB, which you can see here, March 23rd. Higher than any single day during March 2020 and COVID. And so the highest volume you'd seen since the Volmageddon time period. Clearly.
Interesting.
Have been trading a lot of VIX, are worried about volatility spiking. And they got a little something last night. I mean, whether they hedged with futures, I don't know, but... Yeah, that's the tell that you know people are worried about what's going on in the market right now.
Sazonov, are we entering a two-sided action type of market? The last week or two.
You can dare to dream.
Yeah, I think we are, right? I mean, a little bit.
Seems like it. Definitely seems like it. I mean, before last night's event, you know, we both were talking about how, you know, we've had a 4 or 5 day move to the downside. Mm-hmm. Volatility wasn't really creeping up yet. And we were actually kind of losing our short delta in our overall positions, kind of leaning more neutral to, dare I say, on a dip, maybe even, you know, an opening.
I kept short deltas, but it wasn't. Yes, we took off about half.
Reduced a lot. A lot of it. So I think we're entering a trader's market, maybe, which could be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about these type of things that
high volatility, lower prices is definitely better for us.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. We talk about things like this because we see it. It's interesting to look at. We don't trade off. I'm not going out and trading VIX options just because I see this, mm-hmm. but. It, to me, coupled with this, coupled with a couple weeks ago when we had the one day where we were up, I think 2 weeks ago when I talked to you guys, we had a day where we were up 1%. We went down 1% on the day, 2% intraday range. We've had a couple of days like that. We've had some big intraday ranges. Like, that lets you know volatility's on the horizon or it has arrived. And,
sure.
And you have last night. I mean, there's no other question. So I do feel like we're kind of in this two-sided market action time period, it seems.
Yeah, the dream, like Tom said.
Can't believe Nasdaq futures are up on the day I didn't sell them. I'm an idiot.
They're down 58 now. I mean, the S&P's down 5.
I know. Yeah, you know, it was quick. Happened fast. That was fast.
Yeah.
It was almost as fast as COVID. Let's move to the next slide. So all the things that you could trade right now, I mean, there's an abundance of it, right? Like when we look at IV compared to IV rank, I got a little dotted line here at 30 IVR, which is where we always look to sell. Just about everything's above it, whether it's an oil ETF, an OIH or XLE, utility ETF. You know, obviously, you see XBI is one of the highest on the board right now. Took the liberty of circling SPY, Qs, and IWM. So even if you're not going to trade any individual names, there's plenty of ETF volatility to sell right now if you want. Some of them are not as liquid as others, but use caution there and liquidity. Everything's mm-hmm. high. Except TLT, right? Like, it's interesting. Bond vol isn't really high.
Yeah, you'll maybe notice it's today, a lot of ETFs in there, too, right? Or is this just
all ETFs. ETFs? It's all ETFs,
got it.
Yeah. So SLV, SMH.
Because everything else has earnings that has high IV rank if you really look in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know you go through that process. You think about that a lot when you're doing your podcast every day.
Mm-hmm.
You typically try to stay away from earnings, right?
Every Tuesday and Thursday.
There you go. See, I did that. Just threw it over the rim. You caught it. If I threw it over the rim, I don't know if you'd be able to dunk it.
Swoosh.
I'm a little concerned. Before yesterday, I would have said, if I throw Tom Alley, you'll peel cut. After yesterday, I don't know. You know how you hoop with a guy and you're
No, I have footage of Tom shooting, by the way, which I did not.
You guys told me he had a good shot back in the day. That's what I heard.
No, I didn't have a good shot. I had a great offensive game. It wasn't good.
Notice how he said great offensive game. Because all he did was stand underneath the basket and wait for somebody to pass it to him from the other end of the court.
I'm only going to go on record.
Like a cherry pick?
I'm only going to tell you this once because I think it's important that you know this about my history. But I was a product of reverse integration, right?
Yeah.
And
you think your basketball skills rubbed off from
Let him finish.
Seriously.
No.
Seventh grade?
Okay.
I was the best white kid in our school.
Really?
Yeah, seven.
You were the only white kid in right. school.
No.
I went to this.
Seventh grader. Peaked in seventh grade?
Maybe six.
I mean, at least
maybe
try
six,
to get
six.
Like.
Be fair, six.
Maybe six.
Because by seventh,
six.
The girls were bigger than us.
I went to a bunch of different schools, private, Catholic. So there was one Catholic school in eighth grade. I was on the basketball team. I had just started playing. Dude, I was in an opposite way.
We had a reverse integration, too, and I was not the best white basketball.
No, that doesn't count when you reverse integrate, like, Italian kids with, like...
Irish kids. And Jewish kids.
Well, the team in eighth grade, all white dudes and me, I forget worst black. I was the worst dude on the team. It was funny, too. We'd go to other places, and as soon as we'd come, they'd see me, and they're like, oh, my God, they'd be getting nervous. I was the worst dude. I barely played.
Believe me, they used to do the same thing with Sadnoff, and he would go to a new school. Oh, here comes Sadnoff, the alleged best sixth grade.
We've heard about him.
White chocolate.
The best white dude, white chocolate,
school.
Right? Okay.
Will.
So as a result, anytime I play anybody one-on-one, I completely destroy them. I black out. So I don't know what really happened yesterday. Things might have happened. I don't remember, you know, but I'm just saying.
He needs glasses. His body doesn't move. There's a lot of things wrong.
He's wearing a shirt. I get it. Let's move to the last slide.
A dress shirt.
Believe it or not, once again, gold is up. Gold is working on the fifth positive week, up eight out of 9 weeks as well. Bitcoin, it's still positive. I've recovered from last night, and the halving event is approaching sometime this weekend, either Friday or Saturday. Look, don't let me lie about it. Just look up what Ryan Grace has talked about. Ryan Fred Grace, ladies and gentlemen. Knows
Ryan Fred Grace.
That's his middle name.
That's his dad's name, yeah.
Yeah. Founding family of Nordstrom is considering taking it private. Tesla recalling 3,900
trucks. All of them, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
How many?
Even the one that you didn't even get
yet.
You're
the one I didn't get.
Recalling
that
Cybertruck over defective accelerator pedal pad. Huh. Stock's up, though, actually, from what I saw a little bit ago. It's been getting hammered.
You're talking
Tesla,
about
Tesla, it's right? Down about a buck.
Yeah. 147 and change. Yeah, you're down about a buck, buck and a half. Sounds right.
I put these two on the calendar because, honestly, it underscores the fact that really nothing is going on next week, although the core PCE should probably get some interest because it's the Fed's way of looking at it. And inflation, and then, of course, we talk about what's going on with yields and inflation. So those are the only two things going on next week. And then research this week, April 17th, and OJ, an in-depth analysis on large losses. Take a look at that.
Very good, sir. Good job, buddy. Even the S&P down 7, NASDAQ down 61. Russell down 8, the Dow down 2. They're all basically unchanged, slightly lower. We had the market all up, all four indices up about 25 minutes ago or so. We'll take a quick 90-second break. We'll see how the market's really going to open right after this short message. Thank you, Jamal.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.